Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 549. It's the 3rd of August, 2016. On the podcast today, I have CEO of Mercom Capital, MCC's ticker, John Zorbas, discusses their strategy and looks forward to delivering news in the near future. Also on the podcast, CEO of Kibo Mining, K-I-B-O, Louis Coetzee, talks about the progress at their MCPP and the Imwerup gold projects, and they released a nice positive RNS today, but I think people misread it, so it's worth having a listen to this. Also on the podcast, top five most followed companies in the last 24 hours on the Vox Markets website. There's been a change at number one. It's come from nowhere, out of the blue. And also, one for your watchlist is suggested by Ivor. And it's 7 Digital, ticker 7DIG. I'll read out the reasons why Ivor likes this company in a bit.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Zorbas, Chief Executive Officer of Mercom Capital, ticker MCC. John, thank you for joining me. Where are you at the moment?
Good morning. I'm actually in Toronto. Good afternoon to London.
Yeah, good afternoon, good morning, and thank you for coming on, John. And there's been a bit of excitement about you coming on, and I'll explain why in a bit. But before you do so, can you explain what Mercom Capital is all about, please?
Well, thank you for having me on your show today. Of course, I'll get into it right now. Mercom Capital was initially admitted onto the AIM as an oil and gas company focused primarily in the oil sands industry in Alberta, Canada. You know, and as we all know, in the last few years, that sector was taking quite a rough beating. And we were fortunate enough where the company's management and directors, prior to the downturn in the sector, had foreseen it, and we altered our path. And we had decided to change to an investment company and went through the appropriate regulatory approvals and became enlisted and changed the company from an oil and gas focus to an investment company focused in the resource sector and now also into the fintech sector. We did such a move to protect and to preserve as much as we can of the shareholders' capital and in the best interest of the company and the corporation.
Okay, good stuff. And that happened pretty much, what, early March, wasn't it?
The fintech edition and the financial services edition were completed in March with our last shareholder meeting, correct?
Okay, and so from March to now, you've released a bit of news about fundraising, and so that went well. So how much did you raise there, John?
We did a small raise to increase the retail pool of the company, just under $300,000. It was led by Cornhill as advisors, and the management and the board took part to not dilute our interest, our personal shareholding interest in the company.
Okay. And so there's a couple of people on social media, for example, they said, oh, this is interesting, because obviously there was no activity for a few months, and there's a bit of activity now. And so they're thinking, there's obviously that people putting, you know, one on one together thinking, oh, something's happening. Now, obviously, you can't give us the details of what's happening, but you are, like you said, you've faced the company towards sort of fintech investment. And, I mean, is there anything you can say material, without giving away too much? You know, is it headed in the right direction?
Well, it's interesting that you bring it up in such a manner, and I would actually really highly recommend for the public to follow the company's RNSs in the immediate future. As required, we would report and announce any material changes to the company. In light, however, I would like to bring up right now that, you know, our current investment portfolio that we have, it looks like certain of the assets would be maturing as expected when we made them. And obviously the activity in the fintech industry, along with our raise, we believe we're in the ideal environment currently to be very opportunistic in making investments in that sector. Hence why we look to increase our retail base and the capital available to the company.
Yeah, and just talking about the capital, at the moment you are, you know, you've got a bit of cash there. And does it, so cash, I'm looking at the market cap, is about 600,000. Do you now have more cash than market cap?
Yes, of course. We're trading at a discount to our cash. As you know, it's very easy for individual shareholders to look at what our latest financial results were published and available on our website and also on the AIM website. In addition, if you just add the capital that we raise, you can pretty much get a feeling of where we're at in available capital. And what I would like to mention here is that, you know, the board of directors of the company, along with management, actually don't take a salary, they accrue their salary. So we leave it, we leave that capital in the company to further advance the interests of the corporation. I'd like to stress that it's very, very rare that you see a company that the management basically sits back and takes a back seat to its shareholders' interests. I would also like to bring out here that the company operates in a very lean manner. Our operational overheads are very minimal, and that you can actually see from looking at our financial statements as well.
Yeah. So at the moment, John, you're in a very interesting position, aren't you? You have cash, you got skin in the game yourself, you're looking for opportunities, some of which may be very close on. So it must be quite an interesting, you know, position to be in right now.
Yes, we're actually in a very unique position, and we're very fortunate and lucky that the current market and environment conditions for other companies that are generally focused primarily in one sector, it's very difficult for them to raise capital. We have that capital available to us. We have an existing portfolio of investments that looks like they're all turning around right now. We're invested in gold. We're looking at the energy sector very, very, very strong. My background, as you know, is in the uranium space. We've been very successful in the past, exiting our investments and doing dividends back to shareholders from the uranium investments. And we're going to be looking to focus again into that sector along with the fintech and financial services. So the environment right now is ideal for the company to look and search out opportunistic opportunities.
Okay, well, listen, I think you're in a very interesting position, and I'd urge people to put you on their Vox Markets watch list. That way, you know, if they hit follow on your company, they will get RNSs sent straight to the front screen of their mobile phone whenever you release them. But, John, if they need any more convincing, could you give us three reasons why an investor listening right now who hasn't followed you on Vox Markets should hit that follow button?
Follow us. We're trading at a discount to our liquid capital. Our NAV, we're trading at a discount to our NAV. The environment's ideal for a company like ours, and management has a lot of skin in the game, and we're looking to build and increase shareholder value.
Marvellous, John. It's lovely to chat to you, and I look forward, hopefully, to speaking to you again very soon when you've got some positive news coming out.
Look out for the RNS.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of Kibo Mining, ticker KIBO. It's Louis Coetzee. You all right, Louis?
Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, sir. It's all going well, listen. I always like to know where you are in the world. Where are you at the moment?
I am in sunny Cape Town this morning.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, for people who are not aware of Kibo, what do you do, Louis, at Kibo?
Justin, Kibo is a multi-commodity, single-country-focused exploration development company, more focused on specifically related to our three flagship projects, being our nickel project, which is in the central part of the country, then also our gold projects, most of that in the Lake Victoria area, where we are developing a number of gold projects, and then lastly our energy project, which is the Mbeya Coal to Power project in the south of Tanzania.
Yeah, and I've got to say, Kibo is one of those stocks, those hot stocks, that people should always have on their watch list. If they're not an investor, get it on your watch list, because you have, you know, amazing potential if everything goes to plan, don't you, as a company?
Yes, indeed. I mean, if you look at the two projects that we've been working the hardest on over the last couple of months, if you look at our Imwelu Gold Project, we are busy with the consolidation with the Imwelu Gold Project belonging to Lake Victoria Gold. We are looking at a situation where we're there consolidating a gold project that will put us in a position where we are well within the reach of a million ounce plus resource, pending a little bit of further exploration work that we have to do there, and also within reach of the target of 100,000 ounce per year production target. That all within 18 months, more or less, where we hope to be in production 18 months from the date of signing the definitive agreement. And as we announced this morning, we're now ready to execute that agreement. We've just finished the last bit of administrative work on that. And then in our Mbeya coal-to-power project, that is a 300 megawatt coal-to-fire power plant development in the south of Tanzania, where we own the mine, and we're also developing the power plant. Mine is projected to be more or less a 1.4 million ton per annum coal mine production, and that also targeted to be in production in about 18 months, more or less, from now. So two mines that we have in sight for production, a power station as a bonus on top of that, so to speak. And then, of course, we're still working in the background on our Haneti Nickel project as well.
Yeah, and I mean, even if people do rough maths here and get a bit of pen and paper out, and they look at it with the gold price going up and work out the figures you just mentioned there, and then realize your market cap just below 20 million, they can see the upside potential if all goes to plan. Now, you released an RNS, like you said, just there about the Imbaya Coal to Power project and Imwelu Gold project update. And I see the share price came off a little bit because there was a talk of a delay. Now, is this a big problem or not?
No, it's not a problem at all. I'm a bit surprised. First and foremost, we did not talk about a delay. We talked about the possibility of a slight delay. So nothing of a delay yet. We just, as we normally do and as we always do, keep the market informed on exactly what is going on. So what we flagged this morning is to say that there's some really positive discussion going on with the government. And as a result of our very close relationship with them, they are also trying to see how they can pave the way and make things easier and simpler for projects like ours specifically. And the policy considerations that we mentioned this morning, which might, and I have to say might, bring about a small or slight delay, are all aimed at making this process easier and simpler for independent power producer projects like the MCPP. So that actually sends out a very strong and very positive signal from the government side. It also shows how serious and how involved and engaged they are in making sure that projects like the MCPP do succeed. So nothing negative in that. In that, unfortunately, it would appear that the market might have perceived that slightly negative.
Yeah, I think people, certain software, I think they can highlight words. I'm looking at the release here, and I can see three positive highlights and just that one delay possibility, and yet people are thinking it's negative, but it's not. Like you said, they're simplifying the procurement process, which will help, So it's a positive RNS, but for some reason, as you know, some people will speed read an RNS, not read it properly, and just assume the worst.
Yeah, well, it is, and if you take that in perspective, just immediately below that paragraph, we have indicated everything that we've done over the last couple of months, and that is a considerable amount of work, all with very positive results, all done and dusted, and building a very, very strong platform for the project going forward.
Yeah, and like I said, 18 months to 2 years is not a long time in mining, is it?
No. Yeah.
All right.
No, not at all.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, Louis, if anyone needs any more convincing, come on, give us the three reasons why someone should hit the follow button on the Vox Markets website on your page, Kibo, K-I-B-O.
Well, I think, as I've said in the past, and as I've just now in the introduction of this interview also stated, we are a company that are extremely well positioned to take advantage of the first and early signs that we see of a recovery in the resources market. We offer, in second place, we offer more than just a benefit or advantage In terms of the recovery in the resource market, we have integrated our value chain in the sense that we have also now been able to access the energy market through our MCPP project. That's an additional bonus, an additional opportunity. And thirdly, also the fact that we come along with a tremendous lot of blue sky apart from these main flagship projects that we have. And if I may add a fourth one, with the ability and capacity to make that happen at the same time.
Yeah, well, listen, if people were sharp there, maybe they would take advantage of the little bit of drops, because it's recovering as we speak. So that's good news. Louis, thanks for coming on. Speak very soon.
Thank you very much, Justin. All of the best.
Okay, here are the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. At five, straight in there, Andalas, Energy and Power, ADL. At four, Non-Mover, EasyJet, EZJ. At three, down from yesterday's number two, it's Sound Energy, SOU. At two, down from number one yesterday, it's Ascent Resources, AST, and a new number one straight in there, most followed company on Vox Markets on the last 24 hours. Well, I should say, within the last 24 hours, it's Noricum Gold, NMG. So other people are following that, and I've seen a lot of positive stuff on Twitter about that. NMG, worth following on your Vox Markets app and website there. All right, one for your watch list, suggested by Ivor. It's 7 Digital. 7 DIG is ticker. What does the company do? They are a B2B digital music and radio services company. The core of its business is the provision of robust and scalable technical infrastructure and extensive global music rights used to create music streaming and radio services for a diverse range of customers, including consumer brands, mobile carriers, broadcasters, automotive systems, record labels, and retailers. 7 Digital also offers radio production and music curation services, editorial strategy, and content management expertise. How many shares does the company have in issue? 115 million. What's the current price and market cap of the company? It's share price 7 pence, market cap just under 8 million. Let me just check that. Yeah, oh, it's gone up a little bit since this suggestion, so it's 8.25 million. And share price 7.125. How much cash or debt does the company have? 1.7 million in cash. Now, please do your own research. This is just an idea, an investment idea. So, check out these figures. Please do. I urge you to. List three reasons why you think this company has potential. Number one, undervalued. Two, new agreements with two of the world's major music labels not priced in. And number three, in discussions with over 60 new prospects and future growth. That's 7 Digital, 7 DIG. Check it out. That's it for the podcast. Thank you for listening. Muchos apreciado.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.